and welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the weekend perspective, including planetary ingresses and the daily transits. Now let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Friday. Here we are, March 22nd, 2024. Super interesting weekend. We are going to talk briefly about the weekend perspective and themes. There's actually not a ton of them. And, you know, really the weekend or really Monday dominated by the lunar eclipse, the launch of the eclipse season, right? Full moon in Libra. So we're going to talk all about that. And just a last reminder that, of course, the March mailbag is open, so I'm always interested in what's on the minds of my listeners. So you can send that to my email. That's astrologydiva, D-V-A, at gmail.com. All right, let's get to the weekend. Well, let's start off talking about the moon as we do. Newly arrived in Virgo, just barely made it there here on Friday. And so moving into mutable Earth. So that's flexible, you know, a little bit more, yeah, a little flexible and adaptable in your emotional responses, but also grounded and a bit more fine-tuned. There's a real, you know, particular perfectionistic streak with Virgo. And so you might take your time to kind of really drill down on those emotions and, you know, where you find default. Now, the other planet that's changing sign today is Mars moving into Pisces. Now, I've got a this combo is not necessarily the most comfortable. Here we have Mars, you know, a very fiery, right? It's ruled by Aries, so it's very fiery, or rather Mars rules Aries, I meant to say. So it's, you know, it's got this real dynamic sort of sense to it. And here it is in lovely, flowy, intuitive Pisces. So what does this mean? Well, you know, while Mars is in Pisces, there may be some more sensitive and intuitive actions, right? Trusting your gut, your emotions to really decide on how to act. I should mention, of course, that Mars will be in Pisces until May 1st. So this is a pretty good chunk of time. The other thing that we could maybe expect having Mars in Pisces is this, you know, defending the vulnerable, right? Standing up for people, standing up for the collective. You may, you know, if a Mars is quite strong in your chart, you might feel energized by acting or doing things for the collective. And really, yeah, like I said earlier, trusting that gut sensation on how to act moving forward. Let's have a look at this lunar eclipse. It's, you know, it's basically the launch of eclipse season for 2024. In general, we have two eclipse seasons each year. So this is one of them. The next one will be in 6 months. And this particular season has two eclipses in it. And this is the first one, and it's a lunar eclipse. So I need to drill down and give you a little bit of a science lesson, and please enjoy it. So lunar eclipses occur at full moons. So I remember when I was studying all of this, and I, as you know, I'm a super nerd. So I really had a lot of questions about eclipses. I find them fascinating. And first of all, I was like, well, how come, you know, we get a full moon every month? Why do we not get a lunar eclipse every single month? And the reason is there's an inclination or a tipping, you know, the Earth is at an angle. And so eclipses only happen when the sun, the Earth, and the moon all line up. So they have to be at the right angle. So even though the sun and the moon may be opposite each other, if the Earth doesn't step in between and sort of obscure, you know, the light coming from the sun, an eclipse doesn't happen. And it's the same for a solar eclipse, which I will talk about in 2 weeks, obviously. So they don't happen all the time. And so because of this angular relationship between the sun, Earth, and the moon, they only happen basically twice a year. So they're quite auspicious. Now, I always refer back to, you know, the guys and the shepherds in the fields 2,000 years ago when they look up in the sky and, you know, an eclipse happens, it's pretty major. They maybe didn't understand it or have the astronomy to calculate or to, you know, have a rational idea about it. So it's a bit freaky, right? So they're always thought of quite auspicious and can be quite impactful, especially if wherever the eclipse occurs, you know, touches your chart in a particular way. When I say touches your chart, is perhaps at the same angle as longitudinal degree rather than as an angle, and like the ascendant descendant or the MCIC, or it touches, you know, or it's at the same position as one of your planets. Maybe it's at the same position as your sun or your moon or some really important planet in your chart. So of course, find a trained astrologer and to figure all that stuff out. All right. So that was your brief astronomy message, lesson rather. So yes, sun and moon are opposite. So they only occur at full moons. Let's drill down a little bit on the details here. So this particular full moon and lunar eclipse is occurring at 5 degrees, 7 minutes. So the sun is in Aries. And so it's the eclipse is happening at 5 degrees, 7 minutes of Aries, and the moon is at 5 degrees, 7 minutes of Libra. Those are the two signs that are opposite each other. So that's why you're going to be hearing all about lunar eclipse in Libra, because it's always based on where the moon is. When is this happening? Well, it's at 12 a.m. exactly Monday, March 25th. And so it's super late Sunday night, but really the launch of Monday is when the full moon will be at its exact. So it's going to be visible in all of North America. So maybe you want to stay up and watch. I'm not sure. And some parts of Western Europe and some parts of Eastern Asia. So it's actually quite a big swath of the planet that this lunar eclipse is going to be visible. Now, I got to say that, you know, the lunar eclipse is not as well known. Sometimes people don't talk a lot about them because they're not as spectacular sometimes as solar eclipses, where you get that, you know, that quintessential, you know, picture where the moon is in front of the sun and it's quite spectacular. Lunar eclipses are much more intuitive, very much under the radar in lots of ways in how they look, because this particular lunar eclipse is a penumbral lunar eclipse. And that just means that it doesn't actually completely obscure the moon. And so what happens is the Earth steps kind of in front of the moon and just basically blurs it. It just obscures the moon a little bit. And so it's quite quite nuanced, quite subtle, I guess I would say, even though it's in, you know, cardinal signs, which is can be considered quite bold. But I would say that they're, you know, that lunar eclipses in general, and this one in particular, because it is really just about obscuring that view of the moon, is that it might be a more emotional and much more about, you know, what's happening on the inside of us rather than actual events that are occurring around us. So let's just speak generally about, you know, we've got the sun in Aries opposite the moon in Libra. And so really this could be about a balancing act, right? Oppositions are all about balancing, you know, balancing perhaps one's goals and ambitions, right? Trying to get stuff done in sun in Aries with some emotional balance, fairness, diplomacy, all represented by Libra. And, you know, I really feel like, you know, lunar eclipses also have to do with relationships because it is an opposition. And so, you know, might be around your own, you know, the struggle perhaps to balance your personal goals with, you know, what's happening in your relationships. Well, this is always my favorite part of the podcast when I'm looking at full moons and new moons. And it's even more interesting now, of course, that we're looking at a lunar eclipse. I'm going to look at two charts, specific charts, and this way I can talk about house placements. So we've talked about sort of the energies of this lunar eclipse, but the real question is, okay, Norma, how is this going to affect me? And that's when we have to look at what areas of life may be affected by this lunar eclipse. So the first example is my partner's chart. Super interesting, of course. So here they've got the sun in Aries in his third house, opposite the moon in Libra in his ninth house. And so here, remember, third house has to do with your neighborhood, right? Very close quarters. It's also your early school experience, which doesn't really apply to him as he's past all of that, but it can also have to do with siblings or your mind, thoughts, ideas. All of these things are encompassed in the third house. So he may have some goals, some ambitions around, I don't know, siblings. Maybe there's something going on with his siblings and or in his neighborhood, right? that he's dealing with, and the balancing that with his comfort of having here this moon in the ninth house, which might be being comfortable around higher learning or travel or getting his needs met at, through travel or through, like I said, higher learning or higher meaning. These could be all, you know, themes that he could be looking at in this eclipse season. I should mention that the effect of this eclipse is probably going to be at least until the next eclipse. So that's a good 2 weeks worth of influence of this eclipse. Now, the other chart I want to look at is one of my loyal listeners, and this is Mara's chart. Mara's got the sun in Aries in the 10th house, opposite the moon in the 4th house. And this is this classic, you know, personal assertiveness or goals around your social standing or your vocation, how you're spending a lot of your time, Mara, versus that comfort and default of, you know, staying home, keeping that balance at home, feeling comfortable at home. And so you may be pushing yourself outside that comfort zone to really achieve some specific goals out there in the world. That's your podcast for today. I certainly hope you got something out of it. It was lots of fun to put that together. Remember, there's still time to get your questions for the March mailbag. So you can send that to my email. That's astrologydiva@gmail.com. And maybe something about the lunar eclipse. You want to know more information about that. I'm happy to dig in and give you more details. Of course, we're in a really interesting time now. We're into eclipse season. So make sure that you're keeping track of your chart while we move through this really important time. All right, well, have yourselves a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.